At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to 3 Yards Per Carry, a podcast covering the Miami Dolphins and the NFL. Now, here's your hosts, Chris, Alf, and Simon.
And we're on, and this is 3 Yards Per Carry. I'm Alfredo Arteaga. Chris Kaufman is not here because he had an emergency. He could not make it for today. It's the day before the game on a Thursday. I guess it was too short notice. He had something to do. And, of course, Simon is still on vacation. He returns next week. He's gallivanting about South America right now. But this show, as always, is brought to you by Prize Picks. Use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS. You make a $5 play, and you get $50. It's as simple as that. I can't think of a better promotion anywhere. Now, obviously, I'm not doing this show by myself, am I? No. I have Marek Brave with me. You've listened to him with me on the off season, and you've heard him on OnlyFans Q&A Live, and now he's making his 3 yards per carry debut. How you doing, Marek?
Well, Alf, I'm actually very honored to be on this program here with you. I've been listening to you guys, you know, Chris, Simon, and yourself for probably half a decade now. You know, I've always looked to you guys as the most informed Dolphins fans out there, and I do feel like 3 yards per carry is the number one Dolphins podcast. So happy to be on here with you. I did, however, not this past summer, but the summer before, I did co-host the 3YPC summer episodes, you know, the mm-hmm. time where everybody just goofs off a little bit with Kai and Houts. Just a year and a half ago at this point, but to be on the main show here with you, man, that's pretty special, and I'm happy to do it, and I'm happy you asked, man. So why don't we have a good time?
Yeah, and what a episode you're on, right? Like, this is kind of important, this game.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, do you remember the last time? Let's go back in the memory bank. Do you remember the last time they played a game that was this consequential? Because I can't.
Well, I mean,
not counting the playoffs. Playoff games.
So I guess we'd be going back a couple seasons to that season finale against the Jets, right? Where Skylar Thompson was starting, and would we score 9 points, 12 points, something like that? You know,
9 points, and we got a safety at the buzzer to score 11,
and it catapulted us into the playoffs, where ironically enough we played the Buffalo Bills, and Skylar Thompson almost pulled one out of his behind, actually, and almost won that playoff game. But it's been a little bit, it's been a little while. This is, I mean, it's the Bills, man. Every time the Dolphins and the Bills lock horns, it's a big matchup. Unfortunately, it's a matchup that the Bills have been dominating as of late, winning 11 of the last 12 meetings against the Miami Dolphins. Hopefully the Dolphins can turn that around tomorrow night, games at home. So that'll be good for them, but it's a tough matchup. Any way you slice it, it's a tough matchup. But hopefully this is the year that the Dolphins can break through and finally claim that AFC East crown. And they're going to have to beat the Bills to do it.
I prefer to look at it as Tua and McDaniel are 1-3 against the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
So they could go 2-3 this weekend, and then they could even the score later on in Buffalo this year to be 500 against them as a team. But Did you see any of that game against the Cardinals, Bills versus the Cardinals?
Yeah, I was keeping an eye on it, kind of advanced scouting the next opponent for the Dolphins, and then doing a little fantasy watching. Well, I do have one Buffalo Bill on my fantasy team. I will admit that to the listening public here. I have James Cook, running back for the Bills, on my team, but I also have Trey McBride, tight end for the Cardinals, on my team. So, I was watching that one just a little bit while also clearly watching Dolphins Jaguars, which was exciting. That was an exhilarating game. But yeah, I did peep eyes on that Bills Cardinals game, week one.
What did you think? Because when it boils down to it, they did have a kickoff return, but if it all boils down to one play, really, Marvin Harrison Jr. was completely open to win the game late in the game, and Kyler Murray just didn't see him.
And that's tough. Rookie's first game in the NFL. Obviously, he's a much hyped rookie, comes in with a lot of fanfare into the league, and didn't, quite frankly, didn't have a great game in his first game in the National Football League. And if he just could have had that one reception right there at the end of it, and Kyler could have caught him and sent him into the end zone for the touchdown, we'd be feeling a lot better as Dolphins fans, that's for sure.
And you would get a very desperate Bills team coming in here. So, and by the way, the Bills are already posting pictures of them and the Bills fans in the elbow room. There's like 40 people there. Okay. I'm sorry. You cannot have a Bills takeover sign on your bar when there's just 40 people there.
That's not quite a takeover, right?
No, it's
That's
just.
just a smattering of Bills fans.
Yeah, it's a smattering of Bills fans that bought these tickets, managed to save up for 10 years to buy these tickets for today, for Thursday. I'm sorry, that's not a takeover, okay? I expect a very big Dolphins crowd for Thursday. All indications are Bills did not buy a lot of seats for this game. Thursday night kind of helped out the Dolphins.
Yep, Thursday night game. Also, it's early in the year. It hasn't gotten to like negative 10 degrees in Buffalo yet. They haven't been doused with 4 feet of snow like they're prone to get. That's wild. Why anyone chooses to live in Buffalo, New York is beyond me. Like, I live in Iowa, so don't get me wrong. We get our fair share of snow and ice and cold temperatures, but like Buffalo, New York routinely gets like 4 feet of snow dumped on them multiple times throughout every winter, and those people still choose to live there. That's wild. That's crazy. That's too much for me. And I live in the Midwest, so it's crazy.
Now let's talk a little bit about the injury report so far. The only real consequential things are that Raheem Mostert is not going to play. He's already been ruled out. Devon Achane will play. I'm telling you, he's going to play, and he looked good in practice today. Teron Johnson will not play for the Buffalo Bills. That means that they're losing their link up between their middle linebacker Matt Milano, who's pretty much out for most of the season, and their nickel player in Taron Johnson. Look, I watched this game. I dissected what the Bills did, and I guess we could start here. I don't know. I think the Bills are a little susceptible up the middle in this game, and we're going to get into that right now. But I want to get your thoughts first on the injury situation for both teams. I think the Bills are on a worse spot than Miami because Miami's just going to activate Jalen Wright. And we're going to get the Jalen Wright experience. And you're going to get a lot of first and second down rushes from Jeff Wilson and Jalen Wright while Achane keeps his entire load. I don't think that they'll switch him. I don't think they'll increase Devon Achane's load because that's not what this team does. They don't have a bell cow. They want to play two or three guys. And more likely than not, they want to play two guys at the same time. I think this could be a. For those of you who have them in fantasy, I managed to run that gambit where I put Raheem Mostert on IR and I signed and I picked up Jalen Wright as a free agent. If you have him, it could be his coming out party. Not that he's going to have 150 yards like Jordan Mason had for the 49ers, but can he score? Can he give you 60, 70 yards of total offense? Absolutely. I think you're going to see something very, very interesting unfold on Thursday with Jalen Wright. Your thoughts on these
Oh
injuries
yeah.
on both sides?
I certainly agree with that Jalen Wright take. I actually made a low ball offer in my league to try and acquire Jalen Wright. He's rostered in my league, but the guy declined my offer, so that's too bad. But I do actually have Devon Achane on my team, so I have been watching these injury reports. You know, they make me a little nervous. I know you say he's definitely going to play, and I you know, from your lips to God's ears, I hope that happens. I always get nervous, right, with injuries. And the Miami Dolphins, because the Mike McDaniel regime has always been so overcautious with injuries. And it feels like there have been times in the past couple seasons where there have been guys who maybe wanted to play through injuries or could play through injuries. And, you know, the coaching staff decided to hold them out, you know, keep them fresh for games later in the season. Now, this is a big game. Like we mentioned, this is for essentially supremacy in the AFC East. This game is consequential to the standings and who could come home or end the season as AFC East champion. And obviously we want the Dolphins to do that. And winning this game goes a long way towards that. So having one of your top playmakers, if you know, we know Mostert is sitting right now, so that makes Achane de facto RB1. But we also have to remember, Achane is essentially wide receiver three for this team right now. So if Achane doesn't play, you're missing your RB1 and your wide receiver three. So hopefully, you know, because of those factors, we do actually do get to see Achane play in this game. And he did practice today. There were reports from multiple beat writers and national media guys saying that Achane was running well, moving well. He participated in every part of practice that was made available to the reporters in attendance. So if he's moving well and they do put him out there, then I think you do start Achane with confidence. But I think you're right. I think Jalen Wright and Jeff Wilson, who came in late in that week one victory against the Jaguars and kind of just ran the ball down the Jaguars defense's throats there at the end. I think you're going to see a rushing attack that is just fine without Raheem Mostert. And I think that is a big key to this game. As far as the injuries on the Bills side, you're right, losing their nickel corner, Teron Johnson. That's a big deal against a team like the Miami Dolphins, who have wide receivers in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, who line up in the slot quite a bunch. And you know, they're not scrubs. These guys are all stars. These guys are some of the best wide receivers in the National Football League. Tyreek Hill may be the best wide receiver in the National Football League. He was the number one voted player in this year's top 100 list. So that's obviously going to be a little scary if you're a Bills fan when you see that your starting nickel is out and you got Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle lining up on the other side. And if Achane plays as well, you know, he's gonna do some good things there. So I think the short week and the fact that the Bills are traveling to play this game in Miami Gardens, I think it does help the Dolphins. And in regards to injuries, I do feel like the Dolphins, although, you know, it never really feels like the Dolphins are healthy, but it does feel like they're as healthy as they possibly can be, you know, minus the guys that are on IR right now, Bradley Chubb, Odell Beckham Jr., guys like that.
Well, the Bills decided that they were going to replace Teron Johnson last week against the Cardinals with Cam Lewis, okay? And they pretty much employed him precisely how they employ Teron Johnson. They leave him exposed in the run game. He had nine tackles, by the way. He also had four quarterback pressures. They brought nine blitzes against Kyler Murray. I don't think they're going to do a lot of that stuff against Miami. I think they're going to play a lot of their vanilla coverages that they like to play. They like to protect those guys. Rasul Douglas is not a guy that you're going to leave one-on-one with Tyreek Hill. You're just not going to do it. And I like Terrell Bernard, okay? And he's off to a good start, and he's a really, really good player. But you gotta make him work. You gotta stretch him from side to side. You gotta figure out when they are in man, and you gotta have those man beaters dialed up in the middle of the field because you're gonna be able to make hay against them because they
Well,
trust those guys implicitly.
I got a question for you, Alf. In regards to those middle of the field throws, we didn't see a lot of that from Tua in week one. And I want to know if you think that's by design. Was that the Dolphins thinking they could get away with not doing throws like that against the Jaguars and instead rolling out maybe a revamped package, an upgraded package of pass plays towards the middle of the field in that intermediate zone, that 10 to 20 yard window there against the Bills. Were they saving that for the Bills? Because if you take a look at the stat line, Tua Tagovailoa only had four attempts between 10 and 20 yards against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And last year, that's where the Dolphins' offense, that's where their bread was buttered. Are they saving that for the Bills?
Not that they're saving it for the Bills. I thought the Jaguars made a concerted effort to try to take away the middle of the field, and they were almost religious about it. And Miami just kept trying to set them up for the actual big plays that they got on them. Okay. Driving, they used their own rules against them for how they wanted to defend Miami's RPO game or their pet plays, that flat wheel glance combination that Miami likes to run. They added a wrinkle to that. So they spent the offseason thinking, you know what? Somebody's going to come out here and try to sell out to stop that play. We're going to give them that look and force them to get into their defense to stop it. And we know their rules. And their rules say that the field side safety is going to drive on the dig. And what did they do? They ran the deep crosser behind the dig. And they got him for two big plays using that combination. So I think it has to do with the ethos of the defense and what the Jaguars do. But the Bills are different. The Bills, I think, are going to be susceptible up the middle. They were against the Cardinals. That's a team that you kind of want to lock up the middle of the field with Trey McBride out there, especially their option passing game, which is what they do. They don't do many timing stuff. They just, it's odd, but they do actually trust a short quarterback in Kyler Murray to just deliver fastballs in the middle of the field. That's kind of what their offense wants to do. And the Bills were pretty vanilla and kind of selling out for everything short. I don't think they're going to do that against Miami. I think you're going to see a very, very different game plan against Miami. But one thing is for sure, they're going to trust Cam Lewis. They're going to trust Cam Lewis in the Taron Johnson role, and Miami's just going to have to do what they've done to Taron Johnson in the past. What they did to him 2 years ago in the snow in that game where the Dolphin offense scored 29 points with Tua. They isolated him in the run game, and they basically just beat him to death. The Bills will not get out of their nickel. So if you stay out there in 21 personnel, it'll work for you. All right. And I think that Miami should exploit that. I think they could have a big game if they stay focused on essentially grinding Cam Lewis into dust in this game. All right, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about defending you know who. But first, these words.
Let me tell you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sport. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Football is on the way, so do as I do and make Monday and Thursday night football more interesting. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the promo code 3 yards. That's the number 3 yards and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's the code 3 yards on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me
have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for Black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
Are you a South Florida property owner with an insurance claim? Are you dealing with water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business? Are you having trouble locating a 5-star rated general contractor that is fully licensed, certified, and insured? If the answer is yes, then Water Cleanup of Florida is here for you 24 hours a day. With over 60 years of combined experience, Michael, Robert, Jorge, and their team is prepared to handle any size property damage disaster. When an unexpected damage occurs to your home or business, you need specialized, fast, and reliable services. Water Cleanup of Florida understands the impact and stress an unexpected disaster may cause. Their objective is to make the cleanup and insurance claim process painless and hassle-free. Water Cleanup of Florida is also a licensed general contractor, so they provide the A to Z service, one-stop shopping that business homeowners and business owners require. Water Cleanup of Florida is now an authorized dealer of Eurocraft cabinets, so premier kitchen, bath, and laundry cabinetry, countertops, and other accessories are available for your viewing at their showroom in Boca Raton. Or, do you prefer to shop from your home or office? Then Water Cleanup will send you one of our design specialists to you with samples and products that fit your style and budget. Call Michael anytime on his personal cell phone if you have any questions at 954-579-0356. That's 954-579-0356. Or visit their website at WCUFL.com. You can follow them on Facebook and Instagram. And please check out their more than 80 5-star reviews on Google and Facebook. Water Cleanup of Florida. If you have the schmutz, they have the guts.
I'm Jalen Phillips, and you're listening to 3 Yards Per Carry.
All right, and we're back. I'm told that the Bills have a quarterback who's our nemesis, Merritt. Have you ever seen anything like this? Like, they can't do anything with this guy. You know Josh Allen has 2 touchdown passes in every single game against Miami in his career?
Yes, unfortunately, yes. Yes. He has been... I don't even know if there's a phrase that you can use that describes how good Josh Allen has been against the Miami Dolphins. You know, against every other team in the league, you know, Josh Allen is good, but he's like turnover prone. I think I saw a stat today. He has 78 interceptions and 60 fumbles since he entered the league. Like that's a staggering amount. How many of those came against the Miami Dolphins? Because it doesn't feel like a lot.
No, right? It really doesn't. But there's some interesting stats from this game. Look, let's put this out there right away. The Cardinals might have the worst defense in the NFL. Okay? So don't try to look at what they did against the Bills and think that, you know, it's any indication of how your defense may do against them. One thing is for sure. They didn't blitz Josh Allen, and he absolutely killed them. He was 14 of 17 for 166 yards and his touchdowns against no blitzes from the Cardinals. Anthony Weaver is it's in his DNA to have those simulated pressures and actually bring 5. He's a pressure 5. He runs a pressure 5 defense that's not in name only like Vic Fangio's. Like, his actually has teeth. He wants to bring blitzes. I thought against the Jaguars, they had a lot of aimless, meandering blitzes that were going pretty much nowhere. And I thought that was odd because I thought they had a pretty nice blitz install all camp and some pretty interesting stuff as far as, you know, where they were bringing the pressures from. And they really didn't get anything done against the Jaguars. Timing was way off. And it was odd because Trevor Lawrence is one of those guys that actually does terrible against the blitz.
Yeah.
Now, Josh Allen, you ideally want to keep a lot of people in coverage and just get them with four. You know, that's what you want to do with every single quarterback. But if you could speed him up, okay, and he did have the second fastest time to throw in, I believe, the last 3 years against the Cardinals. If you could speed him up a little bit, okay, just speed him up a little bit. You know, he is susceptible to throw you one. And that's something that Vic Fangio did in that game at the end of the season down here. And I'm wondering if Anthony Weaver decides to go with, you know, what his ideology really is, which is to actually bring that fifth guy and maybe time these up a little bit better and try to put a man in every single gap to avoid those escape lanes. Because when you think about a running quarterback, although not saying that Josh Allen's a running quarterback, he's a quarterback that runs. Lamar Jackson is the kind that will escape the pocket. Kyler Murray will escape the pocket and, you know, get his yardage out on the perimeter. And that's why necessarily you don't want to play a lot of man against a guy like that, like Lamar Jackson or Kyler Murray. Josh Allen's different. Josh Allen escapes up through the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So your linebackers are going to have to be in those short zones, and they're going to be asked to do a lot more things than they're used to or that they were asked to do against Trevor Lawrence. I think Jordan Brooks is going to be extremely important against Josh Allen. Your thoughts on the makeup of the guys that they're going to have to need to beat this guy on Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, I'm reminded of the old Stuart Scott saying on SportsCenter, you can't stop them. You can only hope to contain them. You know what I mean? Like, I think that was Stuart Scott. Maybe I'm messing that up with Rich Eisen or somebody, but that is essentially how you defend Josh Allen. Like, he's going to get his. That's what he does. He's a playmaker. You know, a lot of people on Dolphins Twitter like to run Josh Allen down and talk trash about Josh Allen. But the fact of the matter is, he's one of the most electric players in the National Football League. You know, he has a rocket arm, a cannon arm, and he can run the ball really well too. Oh, and he's a freight train when he does. He can bowl you over. He can hurdle you and get in the end zone. He did that against the Cardinals. I'd like to see him try that against the Dolphins and see if maybe we can punish him if he tries something like that. But the fact of the matter is Josh Allen is going to get his. You're right. Gap integrity is going to be a big thing in this game. I've seen a lot of people online and even on the 3YPC Discord server talking about possibly using Dolphins rookie Chop Robinson as a spy on Josh Allen in this game. Do you think, Alf, that if Chop Robinson was deployed in that way, it could help the Dolphins contain Josh Allen's rushing ability?
No, I don't think that that's what you want to do. I think you want guys like Chop Robinson and Jalen Phillips to run the loop and then retrace back toward through the pocket. Because that's how you get to Josh Allen, and that's how they've had some success in getting pressure on Josh Allen before. You want to keep him contained in the pocket, and you want to keep running that loop. Because when you run that loop, it keeps him nice and snug inside the pocket. He doesn't leave the pocket because he can't. Okay? Now, as far as their personnel groupings, I thought that was really interesting against the Cardinals that they used 12 personnel. That's one running back, two tight ends. As much as they used 11 personnel, which is three wide receivers, one tight end, one running back, 22 snaps on each side, that suggests that that's what they want to do. Now, as far as stopping the running game, man, it's as simple as it gets. They do come out with some 22 personnel out there, okay? They use Gilliam sometimes. And, of course, they do have a bell cow in James Cook. They're a consummate gap scheme team. They're going to run traps. They're going to run power. I think this kind of bodes for a pretty big Anthony Walker game. Not that he's going to replace either David Long or Jordan Brooks. I think they might sprinkle in some base defense in this game against the Buffalo Bills. Your thoughts as far as personnel against this Bills offense? Because That's not something teams usually want to do. But that was in the past when you had to defend Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis.
Exactly.
I think Miami might just say, you know what? Screw it. Let's match up. They're going to throw out their big personnel. They're going to try to smash it down our throat. Let's match up with our base defense out there. And let's take Anthony Walker out for a spin as a fill linebacker alongside David Long.
Yeah, and I mean, Anthony Walker was brought in here for a reason, and this very well could be the reason. You know, let's match up. Let's put our big boys out there, and let's play some smash mouth football. You know, if they want to run it down our throats, we're going to put some big boys out there to stop that. You're right. The loss of Stephon Diggs does change the Bills' offense quite a bit. You know, they don't have receivers that scare you. Like, I'm just going to be, and maybe that's famous last words, and I'll be eating crow by the end of this one on Thursday night. But who are you scared of in the wide receiver room for the Buffalo Bills? Keon Coleman was their leading receiver, and he had like 4 receptions, I think, for like 60 yards, like tops. He did get the touchdown, but they got Curtis Samuel, who, like, we keep talking about Curtis Samuel's potential in the National Football League, and he's been in the league, what, 4 or 5 years? And if we're still talking about potential after that many years, then maybe you're not going to live up to that potential, is all I'm saying. And then you got Mac Hollins, who caught a touchdown against the Cardinals. And we like Mac Hollins, you know, former Miami Dolphin around here. So we're not going to say too many words to disparage that man. But, I mean, quite frankly, there's nobody in that wide receiver core that is going to scare you or keep you up at night. So you are really defending 2, maybe 3 guys on that Bills offense. Obviously, one of those guys is Josh Allen. The other one is James Cook, who's a real solid running back. He's a threat on the ground, but also through the air. He can catch passes out of the backfield. He had 3 receptions week 1 against the Cardinals. And then you're looking at that tight end room, and Dalton Kincaid had a pretty quiet week 1. But he's a promising second-year guy, and he could be somebody that could do some damage against this Dolphins defense. But if they're going to line up in that big personnel and they're going to try and run it down our throats, I do think the Dolphins have the players that can match up with that in the linebacker room with David Long and Jordan Brooks and Anthony Walker. And then even, you know, on the defensive line with Zach Sealer and Calais Campbell, who looked, I mean, especially in the first half against the Jaguars, like, oh my God, what a steal. Like, we thought he was a steal when the Dolphins signed him this offseason. And then he went out there, especially after what he went through pregame with the whole Tyreek Hill situation with the Miami-Dade police and Calais being put in cuffs and that whole thing, to then come out there and right in the beginning of the game get a sack on Trevor Lawrence and a tackle for loss on the very next play or a play after that. Like, man, kudos to Calais Campbell in every sense of the word. But I do feel like the Dolphins defense does match up well with the Buffalo Bills if they're, you know, goal is to try and keep the ball on the ground and run the ball, whether that's with Allen or Cook.
I completely agree. This could be a big David Long game. Another stat that I got for you. Bills offensive ball carriers were hit behind the line of scrimmage on just 26.9% of design runs this past week, which is the 4th lowest rate in the league. But David Long created 4 tackle opportunities, 4 TFLs, in this game against the Jaguars, which was the 3rd most in the NFL this past week. He's a very, very good fill linebacker. And when he's not being held and thrown because referees obviously can't see the most obvious hold in the history of holding, he's pretty good at running those gaps. I really do believe Miami has to just match up. Okay? Don't be afraid of the Bills' passing game. Play a brave game. Okay? Your offense, part of the reason for having a top offense, a prolific offense, is that you could take a few more chances on defense. Don't be conservative. I think it's going to be imperative that Miami, this is going to be a big, I think, 3 safety game for Miami. I don't think you want to downsize and play a lot of dime against the Bills. I think you want to stay pretty much matched up. I don't think you're afraid of Keon Coleman or Mac Hollins, like you said, or for that matter, Khalil Shakir. So, absolutely. I would say match up, and I really do believe that this is the week to not be a pressure 5 defense in name only. And I understand against the Jaguars, they kind of turned it around late in the game when they were trusting their pass rush. They were trusting their four guys to get to the quarterback, and they played coverages. Against the Bills, it's a little bit different, because if you're bringing four and he escapes up through the pocket, he could pick up a first down or two that could be crucial against you. But if you're bringing five, you're filling pretty much every single one of those holes, you know? So I don't know. In fact, I do know. I think that this is the game where Anthony Weaver actually does dial up some blitzes. Not zero blitzes, but some five-man pressures. Absolutely. I could see it happening. All right. It's time. Let's make some predictions. I got the guys to send me. They texted me some predictions. First, I got Simon Clancy. He has Miami winning 17-16.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to say, you know, Simon does have the reputation of being the more pessimistic member of the three YPC broadcast team. So to hear him picking Miami to win this game, that's encouraging.
Yeah, he has them 17-16. He thinks it's going to be low scoring. If you think about it, the last couple of games in Miami have been very, very low scoring. Okay. You had the 21-14 game, and then you had the 21-19 game. So yeah, it's a possibility it could be that way. And especially with, you know, their new ideology, which is to run the football on heavy and with heavy personnel. And their passing game is really a short passing game. They took one shot against the Cardinals. Cardinals have not to beat this into the ground, but the Cardinals have a horrid defense. Why you wouldn't test them deep, I don't know. Maybe they can't test anybody deep.
Ooh.
All right, Chris Kaufman says, and he sends me a little paragraph to read on the air. He says, both teams started slow at home to learn that they should. Let me read this again, because I don't understand what he said right here. Okay, both teams started slow at home to a team they should have beaten. And both teams got it straightened out by the end of the game. But one team is at home, and the other is facing the dreaded Thursday short week road game. By the way, historically, 56.7% of the time the home team wins on the short week, which is a little higher than the NFL average, by the way, for home teams. So Thursday night at home does matter. He keeps writing, I'm also inclined to believe the issues Buffalo's defense showed against Arizona are more persistent than the issues Miami's offense showed against Jacksonville. Chris has Miami winning 23-20. All right, my turn. I think Miami is going to win this game. I think they're going to win it in a way that we're not used to seeing. I think they might run the ball a lot in this game and run it successfully. I think this could be the Jalen Wright coming out party. Not that he's going to have 150, 160 yards, but could he have 60 yards rushing and a touchdown? Absolutely. So if you're in a bind in fantasy, pick him up and possibly play him if you need to find a running back, because he could give you those elusive 14, 15 points. I got Miami winning this game 24-20. And they'll seal it with an interception late. How's that?
I like it.
All right, Merrick. You're on the spot. It's a complete sweep from the three of us.
Yeah, I don't want to be the one that ruins this here, but you know, I come from the wrestling world, right? Like that's where I make my money. That's my profession. I'm a head coach at the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy here in Davenport, Iowa. My business partner is former WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins. So I'm kind of engulfed in that wrestling world. And there's a very famous saying in wrestling from one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, and that is Ric Flair. And that saying goes, to be the man, you got to beat the man. Well, the man here in the AFC East, that's the Buffalo Bills. Like we said earlier, they've beaten the Dolphins 11 out of the last 12 times. The Dolphins had the division wrapped up late last year, and then they went on a slide. The Bills went on a tear, and they ended up taking the division out from under us. And if we want to be division winners, we got to beat the Buffalo Bills. So I'm saying that starts tomorrow night. I am picking the Miami Dolphins to beat the Buffalo Bills. The Bills, like CK said, are the road team on a short week, playing Thursday night in Miami Gardens against the Miami Dolphins. And I feel like that matters. And I feel like if the Dolphins want to make a statement, what better way to do it than against the reigning AFC East champion Buffalo Bills on Thursday night on primetime with the whole world watching. And you know, I've been echoing CK this whole time. Why don't I do it again? I will also take the Miami Dolphins by a score of 23-20. Fins up. Go, Fins. Let's go.
All right. If you want to participate in our OnlyFans Q&A live shows, which we do every single week, if you want to speak with about 2,000 like-minded Dolphin fans, you got to become a member of our Discord, OnlyFins. And to do that, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFins. And you become a member there for $3 a month. Also, check out our store, onlyfins.printify.me/products. I'll give you links to both of these things in our promotions on Twitter. Check them out. They'll also be on all our platforms. So if you go on Apple Pods or Spotify, you're going to be able to see those links there and click on them, support us. We will talk to you with results in hand next week.
Up.
Thanks for listening to 3 Yards Per Carry. You can subscribe via iTunes, on Podbean, or your usual podcast provider.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.